Hey, welcome to Intentional Living today. In-laws countdown for Christmas. Hey, listen, it seems like we land on an in-law related program about this time. And unfortunately, being an in-law, we get a bad rap sometimes. I tell people, if your last name ends with law, it can be a little bumpy at times. So we have to work at it to make these in-law relationships work. Got some really practical advice for you and lots of callers we're going to get to as well. If you have a comment, call our comment line at 888-888-1717. And when you do, press number 2. We have the callers for the program all set. But if you want to leave a comment, we'd love to hear your reaction, your comments on this program for future programs, okay? 888-888-1717 and press number 2. I'm Randy Carlson. I don't know if I introduced myself. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center, where we're all about finding purpose. As we start moving into this brand new year, just a few weeks away now, a few days away, we have a heavy emphasis coming in 2017. It's going to be a theme for the year of living your purpose. What is your purpose? What is God's purpose and design for your life? Finding it and living it. It's going to reduce stress and anxiety. It's going to increase and improve purpose and meaning in your life. It's going to be a great year. We're looking forward to 2019. Thanks to all of you who've made this year possible and for your ongoing prayers and support for the ministry. All right. Let's go ahead and get to our callers. Nicole is on the line in Arizona with a question. Nicole, go right ahead.
My question was, I had an issue with my ex-mother-in-law, you know, thinking that people were against me and everything. And I'm back in a situation where it's healthier. I have myself more together. And, you know, I found myself. I kind of live by the serenity prayer every day. And now while things have opened up for, not only for my daughter, but for myself too, to where that relationship with my ex-mother-in-law is actually growing and actually better. But I have, you know, negative comments, you know, from my mom thinking that, oh, that's not a good idea. You know, maybe you shouldn't be talking to her still. And I think, you know, in the past, with the situation that happened in the past, I think, okay, you know, that was right, you know.
So your daughter, that's her grandmother.
That's her grandmother, exactly.
And your mother is opposed to having you have a relationship with your ex-mother-in-law or your daughter having that kind of relationship with the other grandma?
Right.
Is there any reason other than her feelings about her?
I think from the past situation, because I got out of a situation where there was drugs involved and I went through classes. I did everything that I had to do and I took that all the way to the fullest and I accomplished everything. I finished everything. That case got closed. And now I feel like I'm a lot healthier and, you know, and I feel like the relationship actually grew stronger for me and my ex-mother-in-law. And when I tried to explain that to my mom, it's just like, no, you know, you need to realize how she did you in the past and, you know, this and that. And, you know, I can put myself in my mom's feet, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to hold grudges either against anybody.
Yeah, listen, what I hear, Nicole, is your mom's being a mama bear. She's trying to protect you. She knows the hurt you've been through, and she hasn't quite caught up with the fact that you've changed and grown and are healthier today. Now, if there's any truth in that, you need to be more receptive of what mom's saying. On the other hand, this seems to be more of a mother-daughter issue than a mother-in-law issue, and I think maybe what I would encourage you to do is sit down with your mom and say, Mom, I love you, and I understand. I fully embrace your concern. I understand it, and I'm well aware of the consequences. I'm aware of my past and so on, but I've changed. I've grown up, and here's what you need to say to your mom. Mom, and hopefully this will make a difference. It would make a difference to me if I heard this. It really would. Mom, I need for you to trust me, okay? In other words, I need for you to know that I'm all grown up. I've made mistakes. Here's where I am, but you got to trust me. And that's a very loving but also an intentional approach, okay? All right. Thank you, Nicole. Let's go to California. Rachel is on the line. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Go right ahead.
I'm calling today to share my story of my mother-in-law. I had a baby very young with my husband, and my mother-in-law is a devout Christian. I wasn't such a great kid, and she spent many years never once condemning me for the things we or I did or the choices that we had made. She was consistently loving and supportive. And that was 22 years ago. And after about 10 years or so, she had completely changed the course of who I was through her unconditional love for me and acceptance of everything, whether she believed in it or didn't believe in it. She just continued to accept and support me. And that was, as I say, a long time ago. And in hindsight, I think of how many times she must have just been appalled or been, you know, wanted to tell me what should have been done or how I could have done things better, but she never did. And I love her more than anything. She's a wonderful gift in my life, in my children's life. And now that baby is 21, and he has a pretty serious relationship. And there's many times that these two kids do something, and from what she showed me by her actions of unconditional love, I now have the ability to carry that into this relationship with my son and his girlfriend and build a good foundation for the three of us.
Mm. So how did your mother-in-law, when you say she respected you, loved you, gave, it sounded like she respected even when she disagreed, did she ever say anything, or how did she approach it when she did say something?
She listened very carefully and let me vent the way that I was feeling or the reasoning for the choices that I was making, and simply said, you know, the Lord teaches us that he gives people to us and that our job is to simply love them.
Hmm.
And she spent years and never once did not love me.
Wow. That's an example. That's not easy to do sometimes, is it?
In hindsight, I think of how many times it could not have been easy for her to continue to do that. And she prayed for me daily. And to this day, I know that my life has changed because instead of fighting with me, she simply gave my name and gave my problems to the Lord up above and asked him to intercede for me and change the course of my life and the life of my children.
Powerful. Rachel, thank you for your call. I appreciate it, and much encouragement to people today, I'm sure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And Merry Christmas coming up as well. Man, we got more stories we're going to get to in a moment. Talking in-laws today, being intentional in this very important relationship, and a reminder to us who are in-laws that our role, I think you just heard it from Rachel. She gave you the five-star approval of mother-in-law who loved, lovingly spoke the truth, was not controlling, and knew her place. If we can do that, if we can be that kind of in-law, we can have a positive impact, even when others may not accept who we are, what we believe. But when things are done with that attitude, they're life-changing. Okay, I'd love to have your comments. 888-888-1717 on our comment line.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Terry, just saw your status and thought I'd pass this on to you. Sounded like you could use a little encouragement today. Call me when you get a chance.
Encouraging others and living intentionally can be a real challenge. When you click like at our Facebook page, we hope you'll be encouraged to lead an intentional life every day. Share a kind word, comment on wall posts, and like Terry's friend, encourage one of your friends to become part of something great. Search for Intentional Living at Facebook. Click like, and then pass the word on to someone you care about. Find Intentional Living on Facebook today.
Hey, listen, I encourage you to do that. Join our Facebook. Be a friend there. Or like, they say, right? Like us there. We like you, but I hope you'll stop by at the Facebook. One of the things we're doing starting here in December, I've been recording and putting together just about a 60-second, you know, thought on some topic about how to be intentional with one thing for that day. And we're going to be posting every day, every other day on Facebook, a brand new one of those. And so if you haven't seen it, I hope you'll join us on Facebook. Okay, calls on in-laws. Let's go to Teresa in New Mexico. Teresa, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I met my mother-in-law when I was 19, and I married her son when I was 20. And then, of course, we got divorced when I was 29, and now it's been 26 years, and it is so weird. She just invited me today, when you're talking about mother-in-laws, to go have Thanksgiving dinner with them. And we've had this relationship. She's kind of like my mom in a way, not just a mother-in-law. And even though we've been, I've been divorced from her son for that long, our relationship is so bounded that even that didn't, you know, wreck our relationship. And I see that our relationship has been kind of hard for her son, my ex-husband, because, you know, I'm always in the picture.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard on him, I'm sure. But I don't know. I just really, really love my mother-in-law. She's an amazing woman. And she's got grandkids from me. And that also keeps us together. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm just very blessed that I had a wonderful mother-in-law.
Well, thank you, Teresa. And I'll tell you what, life gets complicated when there's divorce and remarriages or death and remarriages. To understand these other relationships are still valuable. In other words, it's kind of like things have changed. The lineup is different. But if you've had a good relationship with someone, you don't want to just lose that relationship. Now, you have to be sensitive to it, obviously, and aware of it. But we've experienced that. We understand how that works. And those dynamics impact relationships. But you've got to be true to understanding that God wants us to have relationships with people, love people, even when there's been a change in some of the structure of the family. Okay, thank you for that reminder. It's a good one today. Let me see. Let's go to William, who's in Kansas. And it looks like he has a question for me today. William, welcome to Intentional Living. What's your question?
Hello. Yes. I just wanted to, you know, wanted to find out, you know, we're a praying family, and when, you know, like especially over the holidays, well, you know, and all throughout the year, you know, my wife, she gets along with my mom just, I mean, tremendous. They're like two peas in a pod. But with my dad, you know, she says that he's just like me. You know, basically, you know, kind of argues with her. And, of course, she has to pray, you know, and we always, anytime, you know, he comes up against her, she uses prayer. And, of course, you know, there's always the love factor. She loves him. And, but, you know, after you have prayer and everything else, we just, you know, I mean, after all that, you know, basically, you know, what all.
So what's your question, William? How can I help you today? If you had to narrow it down to one thing, what would it be?
How to lighten that up.
So you're concerned about the stress or the tension that develops between your wife and your parents, is what I understand, in particular dad, and the stress that can occur. That's difficult. I come back to a basic principle of this thing in in-law relationships. We start from the center and move out. It's like the core of an apple. You get in the center. The center is your marriage, you and your spouse, having a good relationship, building a good relationship. And then these other folks, the in-laws, are added in. They're part of the relationship, if it's a positive thing that adds to that. And so it may be that you need to sit down with your wife and say, honey, listen, I can't change my dad. I can't change your parents. I can't change anybody. And you can't either. But when we just learn to accept to the extent we can and love, and when we think about holidays, we've got Christmas coming up, and it may be we're going to be together for a day or two or a few hours, that we learn to accept those times together, because they're not always going to be there. There's going to be a day when dad's gone. And but I tell people, don't live like that. I've seen people cut family out, and then 5 years later, the parent is gone. And if there's no pain, there should be pain of loss, of regret. And so enjoying the moments that you have can be very powerful. Okay, we're talking intentional living today in in-law relationships, especially during this holiday season. The resources we have available for you online are here to help. You're welcome to come to our website where you'll find books and tapes and resources for the family, and also where you can join the monthly support family and receive teaching every month coming right into your home from us to you specifically and directly and exclusively for our members. All the information is available at theintentionallife.com.
Hey, it's producer Rob for Intentional Living. If you hear something on the program today and think, wow, I wished I could hear that later, you can. In fact, most nights before bedtime when things settle down, I pull out the iPhone and listen to that day's Intentional Living program on iTunes. And if you don't have an iPhone, just go to your smartphone's app store and download the Intentional Living app for free. And voila, you can hear any program on demand right there on your smartphone or on your tablet. And if you're at your laptop or desktop computer, head over to theintentionallife.com and then to Program Highlights, and you can access all the archived Intentional Living programs searchable by title and keyword. It's just one more way to help you live an intentional life in Christ. The website again, theintentionallife.com.
Last week, you're talking about stories in Washington, D.C. Last week, on the last day, I think it was, Donna, we were sitting at the table for breakfast, and a woman came up, and I don't remember her name now. She just sat down and said, hey, I got to share something with you. She said, we're from the Tucson area, and she said, my dad was in the hospital at University Medical Hospital, and he happened to end up in the same room with your dad. So he later told this woman who was on the tour with us, there was this guy in the room with me, and he was really wealthy. He had a ranch and a bunch of radio stations. Well, yeah, he had a ranch for underprivileged kids, and a bunch of radio stations were all nonprofit, so he wasn't wealthy at all, except in service to people. But she stopped and she said, I want you to know something. Your dad so impacted my father's life in that hospital room. It changed his life for the rest of his life. Life made no sense. Here's my dad sitting at University Medical Center going through another difficult situation, and there's a guy planted next to him in the bed who needed to hear encouragement, needed to hear the gospel, needed to hear that Jesus makes sense even when we're here in the hospital and life makes no sense, and it radically changed his life.
That's an excerpt from this month's teaching for members, members only, and it's called Living Intentionally When Life Doesn't Make Sense. And boy, many days that's true, isn't it? We all experience it. It could be medical, it could be financial, relational, but we got to stay intentional. What I've seen is that people, when life doesn't make sense, can make some stupid decisions, do stupid things. This is a time to be aggressively intentional with your life, living intentionally. It's a teaching this month. Members, watch for it. If you're not a member, what a great way to end 2018. Join now. We'll get this teaching to you, and then you'll be in line first for our brand new year of living your life with purpose, a series every month to encourage you on that journey. And by the way, something I need to announce and I want to announce, And this is our first announcement here at Intentional Living. Starting today, we have some friends of the ministry that have put together a year-end matching gift. In other words, every gift being matched dollar for dollar for everybody who shares your gift today. If you share $100 to help us, it becomes $200 for the ministry. If you share $1,000, it becomes $2,000 for the ministry. Whatever the amount is that God lays on your heart, we'd love to hear from you. And when you do, to know that your gift is being doubled, that's multiplication, that's intentional living. So two ways you can do this. You can call during West Coast business hours and say, I want to give a gift to intentional living, or maybe it's more easy for you to go online, get credit for this year. Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, theintentionallife.com. The donate button, or call again during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717,
and press number 4. We're talking in-law relationships today and how to be intentional. Let's get back to the calls. Kathy is on the line in Arizona. Kathy, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me visit with you today. First of all, first time I've ever called in, so I'm kind of nervous.
Doing great. You're fine.
I'm a mom of 11 children. I have 6 boys and 5 girls, and at this point I have 3 daughter-in-laws and 4 son-in-laws and still two kids at home. And as I listened earlier to a show where it talked about a lady called in, and she said she had an 87-year-old mom, mother-in-law who had moved in, and she was having issues with her, and she made the comment that when they'd get in the car, this mother-in-law said she didn't have really good hearing, but if she put on the Christian music, the mother-in-law all of a sudden wanted her to turn it down. And my first thought, which just prompted me to call, is to just plead to everyone to remember that love changes everything, and that we're all broken. And when we can say it's not about me and start to reach out to others and to realize that when we're all broken and we can say what's not about me, things begin to change. I spent years feeling resentful of my mother-in-law, and she's been passed away for about 5 years now. And the last 4 or 5 years of her life, God changed my heart, and I was able to realize that I just needed to love her and let her love me. And what a sweet experience those last years were. And I missed out on such a sweet relationship that I could have had if I had just remembered it's not about me.
Yeah.
And if I can just encourage people to just love, to look outward, look upward instead of inward when you're struggling, that for the most part, I think most relationships can be changed on the principle.
I agree with you, Kathy. I'm thinking about how easily we can pick up an offense. The Bible tells us that love does not pick up an offense. It's not easily offended. And I can't imagine, I mean, in-law relationships, there's many times in relationship we could say something we had no intention of saying with any malice that can be misinterpreted because the expectation is different on the other side. And it lingers for months, years, or lifetime. I can't imagine that in these in-law relationships, there's not more of that potential. It's always there. And by the thousands of opportunities over a lifetime, it's a matter of what we choose to do. We choose to pick it up or not. And I think, Kathy, your reminder to us and your call with 11 kids, by the way, congratulations. That's quite a responsibility. But that relationship with your mother-in-law, that the fact you had 4 or 5 good years is a reminder that God is good. Is good. Can I ask you this, though? Was there one thing, Kathy, that really changed? I mean, that set things into a better direction for you?
Well, when my father-in-law passed away and I realized how lost my mother-in-law was and I could truly stop looking again, it wasn't it when I could say it's not about me. It's not about me. How can I love her? What does she need? What can I do to serve her? What can I do to lift her?
It's interesting. And, in her weakness was when your strength came up. That's an interesting thing. All right. Thank you, Kathy. Let's get Shelley on before we run out of time with a comment on in-laws from Michigan. Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. Go right ahead.
Thanks. So I do have a good story about mother-in-laws, because I've been married for about 22 years, and my mother-in-law was not warm and fuzzy. She was not like the type of person that, you know, took compliments well or anything like that. And I am a very huggy person. I come from a huge family. I have a very loving relationship with my mom, who recently passed. And over the years, I just realized, you know, she would say things that seemed so snarky, and I would really be hurt by him, or I would be, you know, affected. And she did things that were kind of strange too, you know. And like one time we lived in Atlanta at the time, and we came up home, and she would not turn the heater up when we were there with a baby. And so my husband said, "Well, Mom, we're going to have to go to a hotel if you don't turn the heater up." And she said, "Well, I'm not going to turn the heater up. It's your choice." And I could never understand why she did that. And I still don't to this day, but you know what? it's just because she was wearing a robe that had a hood on it. You know what I mean? It's just like one of her quirks.
Wow.
So, but the point is, over time, she started to soften more. And I think she realized that I wasn't going to change because she was like that. I would try to overlook things and I would definitely stand up for myself, but in a nice way. And I think what changed for me was last year, my mom said to me, she said, you know, you really changed her. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, I've just seen a transformation in her with you over the years, and it's because you showed her how to love. And that made me feel so good.
It's good.
You know? I mean, I don't know. I don't think I was the sole reason, but I'm just saying that I just loved her until she realized that it was okay to love me, I guess.
And I'll tell you what, Shelley, you know, there's many people who have said, you know, I went to your mother's house and she didn't turn the heat on for the babies, and walking around with a robe with a hoodie on, that is one strange thing, and I'm not going back there and never have any contact again and cut it off. And you chose not to do that. You chose to keep loving her. And I still, you know, you're shaking your head like this is really weird, which, let's face it, we're all weird. Every family's got some weird people in it, okay? Here's the funny thing is, sometimes it's you and me. You know, we're the ones considered to be weird. That's just part of the human condition. But Jesus was one that taught us about love and forgiveness. And boundaries are fine. They have their place and certainly are appropriate. But don't allow the boundaries to become, and it can, come on now, don't allow the boundaries to become an excuse to say, I'm no longer going to love that person. Because that can happen too. Boundaries are there to sometimes protect us and sometimes to protect another person. Well, we've been talking in-laws today. We've got a lot of calls that have come in. We didn't get to all the calls that we have, but I'll tell you what, if you have a comment you'd like to leave for us, a thought, something you've learned, tell us about it. Go on to our website, join the Facebook discussion, or leave a comment at 888-888-1717. When you get there, the phone will answer and just press number 2 and you can leave your comments. And you know what? You might be listening down the road in the next few weeks and say, hey, that's me. I left that comment. We'd love to air it. So give us a call, 888-888-1717. You know, we're just about 10 days, 11 days away from Christmas now. Can't believe it. It's coming. And I hope that as you approach this Christmas season, if you have some relationships that need to be healed, that you'll make it an intentional decision to do it between now and then. Don't wait until that day. Do it now. We'll see you next time right here from Intention.